Prisco Springs, where one reporter was allowed inside of that facility. And it was a stark contrast to what we have seen, the images that we have seen from the facilities in Donna, Texas, where we are headed in just a few moments here, where it's overcrowded, where you see children cramped in together, foil blankets, sleeping on the floor. And so you heard the president also get pressed today on transparency. When are reporters going to be allowed in to these overcrowded facilities, facilities that are holding possibly thousands of unaccompanied minors and not meant for children at all? He did not have a clear answer on that. And I think that is clearly important. And you're going to have, as you said, you're going to have 18 Republican senators coming here tonight. We are going to be out with them along the border as they see this for their own eyes, something that President Biden has yet to do.
Rachel Wood down along the border in McAllen, Texas. And I'll just tell you, the senators, these 18 senators who are due down there any minute now, it's going to be fascinating to see if this opens their eyes. But I still wonder, why is Kamala Harris, why has the president not been to our southern border? If there is indeed a crisis, I don't know why. When we come back, I'm going to let you hear from a guy that knows exactly what's going on in Carson City, because he is the director of legislative affairs for NPRI. And every session, special sessions included, he moves his entire household to Carson City. In this case, Incline Village. And, I mean, if you're going to do tough duty, you might as well do it in a nice place. Incline Village. And we'll find out if the pace is starting to pick up in Carson City. We'll do that and a whole lot more coming up. I'm Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us. It's Thursday. We're inching ever closer to the weekend on AM 670 KMZQ.
KCQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, come in for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95.
Well, a 5:30 quick check of the traffic cams. It looks pre-March 2020 out there right now on area freeways. Very slow. You're bumper-to-bumper on the 15 through the resort area. Both directions, northbound of Tropicana, south 15 at Charleston. Backups on that transition lane as you leave 95 southbound to merge on to Interstate 15 southbound. Heavy volumes into the Spaghetti Bowl. In fact, you're bumper to bumper there. 515 west at Pecos, 515 eastbound at Main. Also do expect some backups on the Beltway, 215 westbound at St. Rose. Some lane restrictions through there, 215 westbound at Tenaya. And the on and off ramps closed tonight at 8 p.m. Interstate 11 south. That's at Wagon Wheel.
New Mail Medical presents this sports flash from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauly. Raiders football Marcus Mariota agreeing to a contract restructure as he is set to return to the Raiders this upcoming season. He had signed a two-year $17.6 million contract, and he was scheduled to make just under $11 million in a base salary for this upcoming season. According to NFL Network, it's going to turn into a one-year contract worth $3.5 million that could top out at $8 million if incentives are met. At one point, Mariota appeared to be a hot commodity on the trade market for teams looking for a new starting quarterback, but that market has somewhat dried up, and now it looks like he is going to be back with the Raiders. This sports flash is brought to you by New Mail Medical, 702-919-0609. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauly on AM 670 KMZQ, Talk Radio Done Right.
If I'm not commuting anymore, where do I really want to live?
While you handle life's questions, Merrill Guided Investing helps you manage your portfolio and invest for your next move. With the option to work with an advisor at a low cost and minimum. Merrill, a Bank of America company. Visit MerrillEdge.com/investing goals to get started today.
Investing involves risk. Merrill Lynch, Pierce Fenner & Smith Incorporated, both a registered broker-dealer and investment advisor, member SIPC. Investment products are not FDIC insured or not bank guaranteed and may lose value.
cleanliness and safety are essential to the success of any business. That's why Cintas has introduced our Total Clean program, a one-of-a-kind service that includes scheduled deliveries of essential cleaning supplies, hygienically cleaned uniforms, and on-site sanitizer and disinfectant services to help eliminate germs. Learn what the Cintas Total Clean program can do for you.
Oh, I'm ready!
Visit Cintas.com and get ready for the workday.
I'm Mark Hutchison, founding partner of the law firm of Hutchison & Stephan. We're the Nevada law firm focused on helping businesses do business, especially when governmental obstacles get in the way. As someone who has been heavily involved with state government for many years, I know how government works and doesn't work for business. With so many rules, procedures, and regulations, Nevada businesses are almost certain to become entangled with government at some point. Bottom line, if your business gets caught up in the quagmire of a dispute with government, you can count on Hutchison & Stephan to help you navigate the rules, procedures, and regulations of federal, state, county, or city government. When you have a dispute with the government, we are the go-to firm for Nevada businesses. Whether it's facing the prospect of a proceeding before a board, commission, or agency, or finding yourself in court with the government on the other side, our team will be on your side. Call Hutchison & Stephan, 702-385-2500, or visit hutchlegal.com. That's 702-385-2500, or visit hutchlegal.com.
Big name guests, the news of the day, mixed in with a diversity of opinions. Live and local with Kevin Wall, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Tomorrow's Friday. We'll have the Friday song. Oh, it's going to be so much fun. This hour of Live and Local brought to you by Peters Family Insurance. Support local conservative small business owners before liberal elected officials put us all out of business. Call Sam Peters, Peters Family Insurance. Do it today, 702-870-4000. Earlier, I had a chance to visit with Daniel Honcharu. He's the Director of Legislative Affairs for NPRI. Covers the 81st Nevada Legislature like a glove. And I asked him today, we're now into week 8 of the 81st Nevada Legislature, and is the pace finally picking up?
Oh, the pace is definitely picking up. And I'll remind you that yes, we in fact have already missed two, you know, quote, deadlines, which are typically regarded more as guidelines by most legislators. You know, March 15th was supposed to be the day, the final day for individually sponsored bill introductions. This past Monday, the 22nd, was supposed to be a deadline for committee bill introductions. But we still see scores of new bills coming out every day. We are beyond 800 now. And, you know, again, I mentioned this last week, Kevin, but given how far the LCB is in terms of, you know, being behind schedule, we're going to have a crazy next few months. You know, we have 68 days left in the session. We're almost halfway through. But like you said, we're just now ramping up operations, seemingly. You see more and more bills agendized. A typical committee hearing might see 5 or 6 bills now, whereas 3 weeks back it was 1 or 2, if that. So the pace is certainly accelerating, and I think we can expect this expedited rate going forward, again, given kind of the slow walking to get here.
Another bill, though, was introduced to restrict Governor Sisolak's powers, this time, I guess, by GOP Assembly Leader Robin Titus. What do you know about the bill, and what would it do?
So I've been trying to, you know, publicly voice this issue as much as possible from day one, because I believe that addressing Governor Sisolak's emergency powers, which are unrestricted in duration, should be the legislature's, you know, prime task right now. But for purely partisan reasons, neither AB 93 in the Assembly nor Senate Bill 88 in the Senate, both of which would attempt to, to restrain these emergency powers in perpetuity, they've been totally ignored by Democrat leadership. So what Robin Titus did, she is the minority leader for the GOP caucus in the Assembly. she proposed a bill similarly along AB 93's lines. But I think the idea here is that because she's a leader, there is a much larger likelihood, I say much being optimistically, because typically leaders are given the bipartisan courtesy of being able to at least present their bills in committee. And so I think this, that was Dr. Titus's thinking. I certainly hope that Dem leadership in the assembly is willing to give her this courtesy hearing. You know, we really got to flesh out this Chapter 414 emergency powers language. You know, one man rule in perpetuity, as has happened over the last year, cannot be the norm going forward. And I say this every week, Kevin, but my best message to Democrats who refuse to even hear this bill is that it's very likely Nevada may elect a GOP governor next year. And I imagine that Democrats would not want he or she to have the same tyrannical powers as Sisolak has, you know, illustrated and abused for a year plus now.
Again, Daniel Honcharoo joining us, Director of Legislative Affairs for NPRI. This special NPRI group is brought to you by Nevada Trucking Association. Paulinos and all the good folks there. Let me just ask you, though, what is the advantage for Democrats in having these enhanced powers in the hands of the governor? And as you mentioned, the next governor could be a Republican. Do they not understand what the rest of us get pretty well?
Well, I'm trying to figure out the basis of their opposition. You know, I often make the analogy to Mitch McConnell warning Harry Reid some years back about embracing the nuclear option for filibusters regarding district and appellate circuit court nominees and how that might come back to bite them in the rear end sooner rather than later. I think that exact same kind of message applies here. It either indicates that Democrats are very confident that Governor Sisolak will be reelected in 2022, or, you know, it may just suggest that they are content with the status quo, and it gives them every advantage to pursue the legislation of their dreams, of their utopias, largely requiring no GOP support besides tax bills. So the status quo is working very well for the Democrats currently, but again, you know, if the governor's mansion switches parties next year, they're gonna regret it. And I imagine, you know, I'm betting that way at this point.
One bill that has advanced and has been signed by the governor is AB 110. It signals the lobbying rules, RE COVID-19. Does that mean we're close to opening up the legislative building?
Well, so some background here. Typically, lobbyists register with the Nevada legislature in January, and we're all required to attend an hour or two long course in laws and regulations governing lobbyists, etc. But AB 10 was a necessary bill to expand the scope of lobbying because in prior sessions, you only had to be registered if you were actively going basically from office to office, talking to lawmakers beyond your district. But of course, now that's impossible because the legislative building remains closed. So they kind of expanded what it means to be a lobbyist now, kind of a bigger net, which is fine. I mean, I don't really have any grudges against that, but you know, to your point of whether or not the fact that lobbyist registration is now open will predict that the Nevada legislative building will suddenly open also just doesn't seem to be the case. You know, last month I had heard they're hoping for an April 1st opening, at least at partial capacity. Last night I heard from legislative staffers that now they're looking at May, you know, the final week. The final month of a four-month legislative session. So it keeps getting pushed back. I'm not even sure if I'm going to see the inside of the building before all is said and done, to be quite honest.
You can listen.
listen to the radio again on the weekends. On Saturday, you can enjoy Handle on the Law, Leo Laporte, the Tech Guy, Real Estate Today, and Las Vegas Rocks with Vegas insider Ron Garrett. AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
You can always depend on your locally owned and operated Meineke for the essential service your car needs. From engine repair to oil changes, we are here to help you get back on the road. At Meineke, our expert technicians are here to help you understand the problem and the fix. Save time and schedule your next appointment online at Meineke.com. Right now, a basic oil change is just $17.95. Engine, brakes, tires, oil. Meineke, doing car care right.
I'm John Sarpalis, president of Nevada Policy Research Institute. There are plenty of institutions and organizations here in Nevada that want to control your lives through our state government. Nevada Policy Research Institute is here to stop these overgrown bullies. Ask yourself, who is keeping Nevada students from returning to school? Will the governor actually cut some state programs and government employees instead of raising your taxes? In the 2021 legislative session, the cry from the institutions will be more taxes, more taxes. Nevada Policy will be there to speak for you, the individual. Nevada Policy educates voters, legislators, and the media on sound ideas to protect your freedoms and pocketbook. Nevada Policy publishes, lobbies, testifies, litigates, and speaks to name some of the many ways Nevada Policy changes minds. If you'd like to understand our state's issues and hear solutions to Nevada's problems, sign up for our emails at nevadapolicy.org. This Nevada Policy Update has been brought to you in partnership with the Nevada Trucking Association.
This is Heidi Harris for Boss Security Screens. I was looking for a way to make my home feel even more secure, and I found these Boss Security Screens. They are amazing. First of all, they look great. They are guaranteed to prevent break-ins and forced intrusions, and they're installed over whichever kind of windows you have already. Nobody has to come in your house to give you an estimate. Nobody has to come in your house to install these amazing screens. The great thing is they keep the bad guys out, but if you need to get out in an emergency or a family member, child, elderly person, they have an ADA compliant latch that allows that easily. So very important. BossSecurityScreens.com. That's B-O-S-S. BossSecurityScreens.com. Give them a call. They'll be happy to come out and give you a free estimate, show you the different colors and all the features. BossSecurityScreens.com. Made in the USA. Guaranteed for life. Call 702-637-0255. 702-637-0255. You're going to love them as much as I love mine. BossSecurityScreens.com.
Our country is in an upheaval that continues to fester. Elected officials from the lowest recesses of our local government to the highest office in the land have played a part in the divisiveness of today's America. And we, Americans, bear the risk. I'm Sam Peters, owner of Peters Family Insurance here in Las Vegas. Our government is opening our country's border. Shutdowns have destroyed businesses and jobs, and crime rates are on the rise. Are you prepared? Peters Family Insurance is a conservative, veteran-owned business with two locations in Las Vegas. If you've not taken a look at the risks you face every day, give us a call. Whether it's auto, home, business, or life insurance, we can help. We've been voted Best of Las Vegas for 2 years straight, and we live up to that award. Support local conservative small business owners before liberal elected officials put us all out of business. Call Peters Family Insurance today at 702-870-4000. Again, that's 702-870-4000. 870-4000.
To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
The same great show with the same great host, just at a new address. Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
And this hour of Live and Local brought to you by my friends at the Libre Initiative. Larry Kudlow is a smart economic guy. He is the former director of the President's Council of Economic Advisors during the Trump administration. Just had a cup of coffee. Wasn't there for long. But I remember him most at CNBC. He is now at Fox Business. And he was on with Bill Hemmer this morning. talking about what is next now that the president got his way and had the $1.9 trillion COVID-19 stimulus package. By the way, I got my direct deposit on Wednesday. Yeah, yesterday. So I'm in the pink. I'm flush. I got $1,400 cash right in my pocket. I didn't need it, but that's okay. Anyway, I wanted you to hear Larry Kudlow, though. I was on with Bill Hemmert. And this infrastructure package that they're talking about is full of what, well, Larry Summers and others call Trojan horses. Listen to this.
In the name of infrastructure, the first Trojan horse is they're going to put the Green New Deal in, which Biden said he wouldn't do in the campaign, but he's come around. And the second Trojan horse is a massive sweeping tax increase that will do great damage to the economy next year and the year after if it is passed. It will end our competitiveness. It will damage blue-collar workers. It will damage lower-middle-income workers. You know, it's a tragedy to some extent. Here we are. The vaccines are rolling. We probably have national herd immunity sometime this spring. All the businesses will reopen. That's the greatest stimulus package possible. Infrastructure should be greatly limited. And then Democrats now are not only talking about across-the-board taxes, corporate, capital gains, individual, small businesses. How's that going to help anybody? They're talking about another massive increase in permanent welfare. None of this makes any sense to me whatsoever.
They might do it. As you always say, the vaccine is the stimulus. I don't know if you caught Larry Summers, former Treasury Secretary on Bloomberg. He had some harsh words for Republicans, had some scathing comments for Democrats, calls it the least responsible policy fiscally in 40 years. His quote, what was kindling is now igniting. It sounds like a warning.
Yeah.
What do you think?
Well, I think Larry Summers is a smart guy, and I agree with most of his conclusions. I might disagree with some analytics, but, let's not do that this morning. I'm just saying it is an extravagant package. He is correct. He's saying there's a 1 in 3 chances of reigniting inflation. I don't think that's so much this year, Bill, but it could be next year because, tax hikes like this will shut off the supply side of the economy, production, business, investment. So you'll have fewer goods. And that's going to, with the Fed pumping money supply in constantly, that would raise inflation if they get this package through. I don't know why Larry is attacking Republicans, because in the House and Senate, every single Republican voted against the stimulus package he's complaining about. But I guess that's just
least responsible policy in 40 years. Quickly, on the Dana and I are hot on this whole $2 trillion stimulus plan that was passed that tells states if you take the money, you can't lower taxes.
Right.
Yesterday, she said there are some thorny questions about this. Where do you think it goes? Can you challenge it in court?
Well, it may be challenged in court. Look, Secretary Yellen said that they're looking at guidelines, okay? The only thing here is she's the person that's going to make the guidelines. It's a Treasury Department thing, if you will. And if they tell the states that even non-COVID money couldn't be used for lower taxes, I think that's nuts. I think that violates the 10th Amendment. I think it will be successfully challenged in court.
I would agree with that. Stay where you are. We will close her down for a Thursday, get you ready for Friday. And by the way, Friday's going to be a big show. Friday on this program is going to be huge. And we're going to talk more about something that we talked about a little bit today. And that is the idea of a school district that is at the bottom of the pile when it comes to education. And then you add to that, you end up adding to that the whole notion of the pandemic and how it was a lost year for an entire bunch of kids, 300 plus thousand kids, and then you send them on spring break. It makes no sense at all. We'll talk about that and more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
It's Las Vegas' best local talk. Heidi Harris talks the politics of life. Weekdays 9 to noon with Bill O'Reilly's 15-minute news and comment at 11:45. Kevin Wall drives you home 3 to 6 a.m. 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Laborers Union Local 872 is committed to ensuring the safety and health of their workforce. Here are five recommendations to keep you and everyone safe on the job site. Perform a self-assessment before arriving on the job site. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Keep your distance. Adhering to the regulations and limit large group interactions. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
Hi, I'm State Senator Scott Hammond. These are difficult times for all of us, a time set apart. But our Las Vegas community has always come together when we need to. We all have a part to play, and it is heartwarming to know that our community is strong enough to fight this. Many of you also have questions or concerns, which is why I have compiled as much information and resources on my website as possible. Please visit HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. That's HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. Paid for by Friends of Scott Hammond.
Hello, this is Republican Assemblywoman Heidi Kasama. I was elected this November to represent Assembly District 2, which is Southwest Summerlin. Please join Kevin and I as we discuss all of the latest developments in the Nevada legislature. This is going to be one of the most important legislative sessions in our state's history. Over the last year, Clark County has been hit hard. As a small business owner and assemblywoman, I am focused on getting Nevadans back to work. To learn more about me, go to HeidiKasama.com.
I'm Kent Davenport of Quality Hearing Aids with five simple truths. One, you cannot legislate the poor into prosperity by legislating the wealthy out of prosperity. Two, what one person receives without working for, another person must work for without receiving. Three, the government cannot give to anyone anything that it does not first take from someone else. Four, you cannot multiply wealth by dividing it. Five, when half of the people get the idea that they do not have to work because the other half will be forced to take care of them, and the other half realizes that it does no good to work because the government will take what they have worked for and give it to people who have not worked for it, that is the beginning of the end for any nation. I'm Kent Davenport, Quality Hearing Aids, 369-1321. 369-1321, 369-1321.
GTG, BRB, OMW, be there in a few. You may think that these kinds of texts are fine because of their length, and you can easily send them at a stoplight. But no, answering one text can take your attention away from the road for 5 seconds. And traveling at 55 miles an hour, that's enough time to travel the length of a football field. Make good decisions. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopRex.org, a message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, Noise, and the Ad Council.
Newsmakers, newsbreakers, and everything in between. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Couple of quick notes before we leave you tonight. The folks that brought you Obamacare, they now are going to give you an additional 3 months to open enroll until August 15th. Originally, they set the deadline of May 15th. The move means that signups on the healthcare.gov website, is it working? Anybody check? The healthcare.gov website will remain open for the majority of this year, again, till August 15th. And I don't know if it's going to be good for you, bad for you. One of the things we'll do here in the next week or so, we might not be able to do it tomorrow because it's short notice, but get somebody, like maybe get the insurance commissioner and talk a little bit about our premiums going up, our premiums going down. Is the cost curve going to be going down or going up? We'll talk about that. Also, after classes tomorrow, students in the Clark County School District are, guess what? They're headed for spring break. Teachers, students, parents, spring break. This after the pandemic and the lost year that the kids have experienced. I mean, Fs are everywhere. kids are failing classes like crazy. I've been talking to teachers, and they all say the same thing. These kids aren't learning anything this year. This was a lost year. That's what parents are telling me. That's what teachers are telling me. And I have a feeling it's true. A total lost year. That's going to do it today. We'll tee it up tomorrow.